There are even some spiritual practices that ask you to ask yourself continuously, who am I? Who am I? Until at first answers may come in your head, and then finally no answers come anymore, and then you're beginning to realize who you are. Who am I? Thought suddenly comes to an end. You've exhausted all the possible answers. Who am I? And you enter the state of, I don't know. That is the state that the form identified self, the mind identified self, is most afraid of. I don't know. And it imagines that the state of enlightenment or liberation is the state in which I'm going to know everything. And I'm going to know myself completely. Wow. And then it's a shock to realize that the enlightened state, one could almost say, is the opposite of what the egoic entity imagines it to be. It is entering voluntarily the state of not knowing, particularly not knowing who you are anymore. What is that state of not knowing? It is a state in which thought has subsided. And you become not uneasy with not knowing. I should know, but I don't know. No, you become comfortable with not knowing. You relax into not knowing. Not knowing is fine. Is it? Feeling. Not quite, but it is closer to a feeling than to a thought. It's the cessation, it is the gap between two thoughts. In that gap, there's a space of not knowing. You're trying to understand it through thought, but you can't. You can only know it through the arising of the gap, which means relinquish the next question that comes into your mind. Just let it go. And the next. You see what? Okay. You see what that? Yeah. Because the mind will come up with more. Okay. Thank you. And this, and you realize that's only not knowing from the point of view of mind. In that not knowing, there is a deep knowing, but not through words, concepts, or mental labels. You can't describe it through thought. What kind of knowing is that? A simple example, you can go to a tree or a flower and simply perceive that flower, being comfortable with not labeling it in any way mentally. So to have the perception, to be totally, give it your total attention. And this brings us now to another portal. We've looked at the portal of yes to what is. another portal opens up through perception, sense perception. Now, sense perception, the predominant sense for most human beings is sight, seeing. The second sense for most human beings is auditory, hearing. Then other senses come in that are much less important in human beings these days. They were very much more important millions of years ago. Tasting, smelling, feeling. So the predominant two senses in us tend to be seeing and hearing. The others also. Let's just focus for a moment on seeing and hearing and see that the possibility